Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who loves smart food, your host, Maceo.
So here we are again at the EHC podcast tent, Lakeside. Afternoon of day two of the adult session at Enchanted Hills Camp. I'm doing camper interviews. I got a special guest here with me. First question, who are you? Where are you from and how long you been coming to camp?
I'm Steve Sturgis. I'm from Berkeley and this is my third year.
So who was your counselor your first year here? I'll give you a clue.
It was you.
It was me.
It was you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was you. Yes, it was you.
Yeah, it was. You remembered. Steve Sturgis, we're going to ask you some questions to get to know you, okay? Are you ready?
I'm set.
When did you start packing to come to EHC?
I started putting things aside about 3 days before I left.
3 days, okay. But you packed the night before, didn't you?
Yeah.
Are you a procrastinator?
In the morning.
In the morning? Oh, nice. That's even better.
Yeah, I'm a procrastinator.
Who did you sit next to on the bus coming up here?
I sat next to Laura.
Nice.
Laura Russell.
Oh, Laura Russell. And you had good conversation?
Yeah, very nice.
Laura's
very
a good talker. She's a fun lady.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so then you got to Enchanted Hills Camp for your third year. It was hot yesterday. How did you deal with the heat?
I took a 3.5 hour nap with a fan on full blast.
Yeah, right, blowing right on you, huh?
Right, right.
And you actually have no trouble sleeping here or anywhere?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. You are the sleep master.
Yeah, no, I have it to a fault.
Yeah, that's I wish that's something I could do. I was told I was snoring last night. And I was like, well, that serves you all right for staying up till 1 o'clock in the morning and talking, right? Okay. So what do you got? What's your favorite EHC meal?
Let's see. So far this year, I think I liked the meatloaf last night.
Yeah, that's the second compliment on the meatloaf. That's nice. How about, what is your favorite nighttime activity?
I really enjoyed dancing last night. I didn't think I would, but I really did.
You kicked it, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I haven't danced in 20 or 30 years.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
You look like you were out there just getting down like you did it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. What do you know?
So you had fun at the dance last night?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, good, good. All right, let's get away from EHC. Let's go to your personal life. Let's find out some things about Steve Sturgis. All right, how about your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant was Smokey Joe's in Berkeley, but the health department shut them down.
And it was still your favorite, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they... But now I like Fat Apples.
Fat Apples?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And what kind of food is it? Is it in Berkeley?
It's in Berkeley. It's you know, general
Americana, yeah, food.
You know,
burgers,
chicken
steaks,
pot pie, yeah. Burger, steak.
And what was it called again? Something Apples?
Fat Apples.
Fat Apples. There you go. You heard it here first, folks. Fat Apples in Berkeley. So how about, let's see, are you a little beer drinker or wine drinker?
Beer.
Are you would you have a little liquor drink or stay on the beer?
Probably mostly stay on the beer.
Stay on the beer, yeah.
Sometimes
do you have a favorite?
I like the liquor.
Yes.
Sometimes need the liquor.
What is the preferred beer? What's your...
I like Guinness.
Okay, stout.
Stout, yes.
Strong.
Yeah.
Calories.
Well, you know, it's calories, but it's a little bit less alcohol than regular beer. Only 5%.
Oh, that's okay. It's like a milkshake almost.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty thick and rich.
It is.
I had a privilege of drinking a Guinness in Ireland straight from the tap at the factory.
Oh, really?
And to be honest, after you drink a Guinness from the tap in the factory, you never want to drink another Guinness again because it will never, ever taste like that one.
You know, I had some Guinness in several different bars in Dublin, and there was nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
The waiting the 3 minutes for it to settle in the glass, whoo, so fun. Okay, good beer talk. How about some music questions? Do you play any instruments?
I play guitar.
Are you in a band?
Yes.
What's the name of the band?
Old Bones.
Where do you perform?
Well, we're generally in the garage.
In the garage, yeah.
But we've been out at some small clubs and parties and things like that.
Yeah, you've been gigging a little bit?
You've done some stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting out there.
How many guys are in the band?
Well, right at the moment, we've got five.
Uh-huh. And they're all over what age?
Well...
What's the collective age? Can you give us a number?
That would be... I don't know if I can count that high, but we range between, about 70 and 75, except for my son, who's 40.
Oh, yeah, because your son's in the band, right, too?
Right.
And what's his name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, and he is a fine musician.
Yeah, he's a serious musician.
Yeah, he's very good. And you're married, you have a lovely wife?
Yes.
And is what? What does she do?
She's an artist.
Artist, yes.
Watercolorist. She mm-hmm. also is a marriage and family therapist.
Gotcha. So you got good bones in your family and good bones in your band. Old bones in your band, good bones in your family.
A lot of bones.
All right. So what is your favorite song to play with Old Bones?
Ah, let's see. That's a hard one.
You can list off a couple. Give us a couple of songs from your set list. What do you got?
Well, let's see. We like All Along the Watchtower.
Yep.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
The Dylan set.
The Dylan set, right. and let's see. We've got a song, Potions, Powders, and Pills.
Yeah, I've heard that song before. That's an original Sturge tune.
Right.
How long have you guys been a band?
Oh, gosh.
Revolving musicians for years?
Yeah. It's probably getting close to 15 years by now.
So there was a time in your music career where you could see, correct?
Yes.
And now you can't see?
No, I can't see.
How has that translated musically for you? Can you share a little thought on what it's like to go from the transition of being able to see playing guitar to being blind and playing guitar?
Well, at first it was hard. And then I noticed that my singing is greatly improved because I'm just listening. And the only struggle now is to get to the right fret, but I'm getting pretty good at that.
You're finding it pretty good.
Yeah.
Are you going to perform at the talent show tomorrow night?
Yes.
Yes. Can you sneak us, do you know what you're going to play?
Well, I've been thinking of either Mr. Blue or Summertime.
And then you're going to finish with a little Elvis in Paris?
I'd love to do that, yeah. I would love to do that.
You did that last year,
right.
A big hit. It's super good. That's a great song. Hey, listen, you can hear some of Sturge's songs right here at maceo.net if you go over to the EHC page. We did a live recording at a music camp we held here for adults of his song, Powders, Potions, and Pills. You can check that out for sure. We were going to do a music camp last November, and we had the fire.
That was so disappointing.
We are going to make, I already have had a discussion with Tony. We're going to try to make it up to the adults with an adult music camp here in the fall. And we're going to correspond that with a George Wurtzel wood shop.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and we're going to try to do that again.
I tried to sign up for the music camp this summer, but I was told that I was over 24. You're
over 24. Can't do that one. And that would be cool to have you back, because we had a good time at the first adult music camp that I was able to host. So
that was great.
And then I had the privilege of actually coming to your home and recording you and your son play some songs. It was a great experience, and I hope you're still able to use those songs. You listen to them every now and again. I do. I like them.
Yeah.
And then let's see. I got a couple questions here for you. Here are some hard questions.
Uh-oh.
We're finishing up with hard questions this year. Let's see. What do you want to say to all sighted people?
I don't know. Just watch where you're going. You might bump into me.
That's it. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Watch where you're going. You heard it here first. You see Steve Sturgis coming? Just get out of the way. Watch where you're going. That's actually really good advice.
Right.
There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
Oh, well, there's people who are afraid to die because they've been afraid to live and haven't done the things they really would like to have done. And there's the people who are not afraid to die because they've done the things that they really want to do.
Living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Excellent, excellent comment. I appreciate that very much. Steve, it's always an honor and a privilege to have you here at camp. I hope you keep coming back. You go to another camp directly after this, don't you?
Swimming camp.
Swimming camp. You go with your buddies?
Yeah. Competitive swimmers.
And it's not for the blind.
No, it's not.
And you used to go before you were blind, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you still go and kick it with all the friends there.
Right. I kick it and swim with them.
Is it swimming every day?
Oh, yeah.
Is it swimming activities, games, polo? What do you do?
Well, it's a workout in the morning, competitive workout, and then we work on stroke technique. And the coach has underwater cameras to really see what you're doing underwater with your arms and hands and feet.
Wow.
And he gives a lot of critique on that. And then you learn about new techniques that have come along. And then we go out and do several races. One of them is the Coronado Rough Water Swim with the CBs.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
You're a strong swimmer?
Yeah, I'm best out in a long distance, yeah.
Gotcha. You got the breathing down.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And they're two totally different types of camp. How long have you been going to the pool camp?
Let's see. This will be 20 years this year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So you've been enjoying that camp a long time, and now you've added this one to your repertoire.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, they really go well together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A little relaxing and activities, and then you go stroke hard. That's probably not the right thing to say.
Yeah, well, it's not wrong.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe politically incorrect. I don't know. Oh, Steve, always a good laugh. Hey, thanks for joining us here on Everything EHC. We're going to end on that high note. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. You're listening to Everything EHC 2.0 2018 here at Maceo.net. Just keep tuning back because I'm just going to keep posting these up here for 2018. It's always an honor and a privilege to be with our campers here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thanks again, Steve.
You're welcome.
Thank you, and I'm signing off now. I'll talk to you very soon. Over and out.